I'd like now to welcome back to the program Eric Jantz. He's a staff attorney with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. Welcome back, Eric.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So you are involved with some hearings that are going on right now here in Santa Fe involving the pit rule. Is that correct?
Yeah, the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association and Independent Producers Association of New Mexico have petitioned the Oil Conservation Commission to gut the pit rule. This is the rule that was passed back in 2008 that regulates oil and gas waste, stuff like hydrocarbons, toluene, xylene, fracking fluids, things like that, and which has protected groundwater and public health in the intervening 4 years.
When we talk about the pit rule, I think of the actual pits that waste from drilling is dumped into. And my understanding of the pit rule is that a big part of it is that you have to line the pits so that that waste doesn't go back into the groundwater. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. The current pit rule, well, there are a number of really good protections for public health and groundwater. One of them is that the pit is lined. The other big one is it encourages and in some cases requires closed-loop systems. And that's a system that uses tanks and recycles the fluids that are usually dumped in the pits. Now, the amendments that the Oil and Gas Association and Independent Producers are proposing would not eliminate the requirement for a liner, but they eliminate most of the other protections, and that includes things like where pit burials are sited, so they can be sited very close to groundwater, surface water, schools, and private wells. It also does away with a lot of the background testing requirements and other protections that are really important for protecting New Mexico's groundwater and public health.
To what extent have the provisions of the pit rule been applied? In other words, are people obeying this law already? I mean, it's been 4 years since it was passed. To what extent are you actually seeing it in effect on the ground?
Well, it has been in effect since 2008, and producers have had to live with it since 2008. It's interesting that the environmental protections notwithstanding, and in fact, the environmental protections are working. Since 2008, there hasn't been a single case of groundwater contamination reported, whereas before there were hundreds. Before the pit rule, there were hundreds of cases of groundwater contamination. But the main gripe from industry has been that this is economically infeasible. But the fact of the matter is that rig counts, which is sort of a shorthand way of gauging the health of the oil and gas industry, rig counts are as high as they've been in many, many years, which indicates that people are drilling. And the fact of the matter is that nobody is going to let oil and gas reserves go untapped. As long as the resource is there, the industry is going to be around. That's just the economics of the situation.
Unless, of course, solar and wind and energy storage become so cheap that they actually are competitive and beat those other sources, those other energy sources.
That's the only way it'll happen. As long as Americans are reliant on fossil fuels, there's going to be an oil and gas industry in New Mexico. And as long as the resources are there. Once the resources are tapped, obviously, there won't be people to exploit them. But as long as the resources are there, companies are going to get at it.
I wonder sometimes whether the objections to things like the pit rule and regulation, which at the time it was passed, was already quite a set of compromises, as I understand it, and seemed pretty reasonable and was agreed on by a lot of people. Whether opposition to that is really about economics or whether it's really about this kind of attitude, we just don't want anybody to regulate us, period.
I think it's probably the latter. A lot of the national oil and gas industry groups have said that this is a reasonable rule. The pit rule is a reasonable rule. I think that the oil and gas industry in New Mexico is so used to being able to dictate the terms of its operations that when the Oil Conservation Commission in 2008 finally started acting like a regulator rather than a lackey, that it was stuck in their craw. It was a burr in their saddle.
Right, right, right. Well, so what's happening this week? It's Monday through Friday of this week are these hearings, and are you calling the public to come out or to make phone calls or letters? What can people do?
So the hearing starts 9 o'clock this morning at Porter Hall at the Wendell Chino Building, 1220 St. Francis. It's where the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department is. And there are opportunities for public comment every day throughout the week at lunchtime and 4:30, I believe. So we're encouraging people to come out and support the efforts of the folks who are trying to stop these rollbacks. Tell the commission that the pit rule works, that it's not broken, so don't fix it.
So who is in charge of finally making this decision?
The Oil Conservation Commission. It's a three-person commission, including two appointees from the governor. And just a note on that, we've actually asked that one of the commissioners recuse himself because of statements he's made in the past that indicate he may have, that he has, in fact, prejudged the economic issues surrounding the pit rule. He is a coalition partner or a consortium partner with independent producers who, as I said, are a petitioner in this case, and he's helped them with negotiating the pit rule, but has also said that the pit rule, and this was before there was any operational history on the pit rule, would cause great economic distress to small producers.
So is this, in your view, a done deal, or is there a chance for the pit rule to survive?
My feeling is that it's a done deal. However, I think with enough public outcry, the commission may find it politically untenable to give industry what it wants. In the past, this commission has given industry exactly what it's wanted with the horizontal drilling rule and the fracturing fluids chemical disclosure rule, which I might add is the weakest in the nation. But I think with enough public outrage and enough people coming and saying that the pit rule needs to remain, there might be a chance that this commission will see that the public wants it.
So people are encouraged to actually show up physically. And tell us again the location and also your website where people can find out more information.
Certainly. The location is Porter Hall at the Wendell Chino Building, 1220 St. Francis. Hearings start at 9 o'clock every morning from the 14th to the 18th. We encourage people to turn out and visit our website, www.nmelc.org.
And NMELC stands for New Mexico Environmental Law Center, where Eric Jantz is a staff attorney. Eric, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure, Mary Charlotte.